So what other data do we have, Jeff? I know there was the SELECT trial that was a one-arm trial. Do you ever use an EGFR TKI adjuvantly outside a trial?
The SELECT trial was, in many ways, a feasibility study. It took any stage patient with an EGFR mutation. Key lessons learned is that if you insist they take full dose for 2 years, they'll quit. But if you bring them down to a dose that doesn't make them feel crummy, they'll stick with it. I will point out that in the study you just described, 40% of patients in the EGFR mutant arm stopped therapy before 12 months. Again, it makes you feel crummy. But the drug works at 50 or 100 milligrams. Bring it down to a dose they can tolerate, they'll stick with it. A second important point is that when you stop the drug, the risk of recurrence escalates, okay? And so there was like pretty much, there's minimal recurrence during the period on therapy, and then a dramatic development of recurrences afterwards. In those patients, they could then re-receive erlotinib and re-respond, which is to say they're not necessarily resistant just because they had the adjuvant therapy for a bit. They could receive therapy again, respond again, and gain benefit again. So the SELECT trial informs the design of the ALCHEMIST study and how we dose the therapy, how we encourage retreatment down the line. But it still is a single-arm study of a relatively low-risk population. A lot of them were stage one. In my practice, I am not routinely using adjuvant erlotinib or crizotinib. I believe in the need for the ALCHEMIST study. I'm part of the leadership. But in the really, really high-risk patients, in the patients who are like stage 3B, I mean, the patients who are just definitely going to recur, who had a terrible benefit from neoadjuvant therapy, maybe I have used adjuvant erlotinib if it seems clear to me that their cancer is going to come back, towards the hope of that not being a devastating recurrence in the brain or in the bone, which is going to make them really unwell.
So, Anne, agree or disagree?
So I definitely don't use it in the adjuvant setting for the reasons specified. I think there's hopefully information that we'll learn from ALCHEMIST, but my concern is that we don't know the time duration we need to keep these patients on. That is still completely unknown.
Dave?
So I have strong opinions on this that aren't reflected by some of the discussion we've had. I think overall survival is the only relevant endpoint in curable disease. And looking at PFS is a self-fulfilling prophecy in this situation, that really the purpose of adjuvant therapy is to eliminate micrometastatic clones of disease. And you would think anyone who's treated EGFR mutated disease knows maximal response happens in 6 to 8 weeks after starting therapy. So I totally don't buy that you're helping these patients with 2 years of therapy anything more than just suppressing pre-existing metastatic disease. You're not actually improving cure rates in these patients.